car buffs are revving up for the North American International Auto Show in Detroit next month, and current state Scott Pohl is here with a preview. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mark. The Detroit Auto Show is one of the year's biggest events in Michigan. More than 800,000 people attended the show at the Cobo Center last January. Two leaders of the show are speaking at 11:30 a.m. today to a gathering of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce at MSU's Kellogg Center. I spoke this week with Scott LaRich, chairman of the 2015 North American International Auto Show, about what will be new when the show rolls around again in a few weeks.
One of the newest things that you'll see just approaching Cobo Center is the fact that at the corner of Washington and Congress, there's a beautiful new outdoor digital screen that's going to not only show people things that are coming up, all the new events and things like that, but it's going to give people a glimpse as to what's actually happening right on the show floor. And the other thing, once you get into the show, you're going to see a lot of new displays. And part of that is because of the healthy industry that we have right now. It's a reflection of the strengthening of the auto industry, actually, because if you go through a show and manufacturers are willing to spend more money on their displays in order to show off their product, things are getting better and better. I think this year we should reach over 16.5 million sales worldwide, and next year, because of the optimism, we'll probably be somewhere over 17 million vehicles. Also, there's a technology showcase. And the showcase is going to basically be a flash forward of all the technologies that impact the connectivity of vehicles. And in fact, in Hall E on the atrium level, there's actually going to be a test track where people are going to have a chance to take rides in connected vehicles and learn a lot about them. And I don't know if the listeners know, but during the public days, which start on the 17th of January and run through the 25th, there are really neat things that happen. There's an education day. They have parades throughout the day that go through the show. Family day that Channel 7 puts on. It's very exciting. A lot of people want to get to that because there's a lot of hands-on, exciting things to do.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about what the chairman of the North American International Auto Show does.
Well, what happens, you are actually the official chair for 1 year. Now, last year, I was the co-chair. And this year, my co-chair is Paul Sabatini, who does a wonderful job, and we're going to be teaming up to really make this a worthwhile venture. But the whole process starts with Rod Elberts and the Detroit Auto Dealers Association. About 5 years ago, I received a phone call from Bill Perkins, and he said, "Hey, Scott, what would you think about getting on the DADA Board of Directors, which and then would put you on the committee for the North American International Auto Show?" And I'm thinking to myself, "Oh my gosh, what a great opportunity." And of course, the answer was yes. And what happens is through that process and being on the DADA board, you learn all about how the show runs. And so you kind of are worked into the chair position and are trained in a lot of different aspects of what happens in the show. We are very involved in the show floor, the plan as far as where manufacturers are going to be. We have the opportunity to travel to other shows literally around the world to bring the best of the best to our show. But not only do we do that, we meet with the manufacturers and talk to them about how their experience was at the North American International Auto Show, what can we do to improve this next year. So we're always in touch with the OEMs at the shows that we go to. Through this whole process, what's happened is we have an opportunity to bring, like I mentioned earlier, the best of the best. So if you walk onto the Cobo Center North American International Auto Show floor, you will see the grandiose displays that are in Frankfurt, for example. You'll see the style that you get at the Paris show. And you'll also feel and see the boutiqueness, if that's a word, boutiqueness, of the Geneva show. So all wrapped up into one, we try to bring the best of the best.
You brought up the floor of the auto show, and I wanted to ask you to go into greater detail. I understand that as many as 100 different floor plans are considered. What are the factors in laying out the floor plan for the Detroit Auto Show?
There's a lot that goes into it from the standpoint of North American sales. What has a particular manufacturer brought to the show in regards to worldwide reveals? And we'll get back to that in just a moment. So, you know, over the years, the floor plan, I think this particular one, I don't see the number on it, but yes, it was over 100 this year. And it just kind of ebbs and flows a little bit. This year, for example, GM decided to move Buick over closer to the Cadillac and Mercedes and some of the other highline type vehicles. So the Chevrolet display will be brand new this year. But there are a lot of phone calls and a lot of energy that goes into this. But getting back to the formula, we can't make everyone 100% happy, because that means you're going to have some very unhappy people as far as their space, where they're located on the floor, and so on and so forth. So he really aims to try to get everybody about 80% happy, and that really means a good show. People are happy with their location, and there are a few things that are changing, too. Next year, the Ford division is going to shrink in size about 35,000 feet. And the reason for that is the number of divisions that Ford has right now, as far as vehicles, you know, like they don't have Volvo anymore, they don't have Jaguar anymore, so their need for space has actually gone down. So that's going to create a little more space for some of the other manufacturers out there.
There's prime space, of course. It almost made me wonder if there isn't a bidding process involved in getting, say, the spaces right where people walk in as opposed to the far corners.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because we hear that that kind of goes on at other shows, but it is absolutely above board. If we were to go into a bidding process, okay, we're going to give you X amount per square feet and plus a bonus of this if we get this particular spot, that would really, I think, ruin the integrity of the show. It's really based on a little bit of history and a little bit of, you know, what they bring to the show. I mentioned earlier a little bit about the worldwide reveals. This year, it looks like we're going to have 45 reveals at the show. 40 of those should be worldwide, with 5 of them being North American reveals. So the press conference schedule, it's 2 days, and it is jam-packed of great information.
Scott LaRich is the chairman of the 2015 North American International Auto Show in Detroit. You've raised another issue I wanted to follow up on, and that is whether Detroit competes with other international auto shows in some fashion for unveilings and experimental car displays. Is there something about reaching out to the car makers to say, no, do that in Detroit. Don't do it in Los Angeles. Don't do it in Frankfurt. Do it in Detroit. Is there anything like that going on?
Well, there most certainly is. And one of the things that happened many, many years ago when our show first became international is the people that were involved promised the manufacturers that they were going to bring the press to the show. So over the years, it has really been known as a press preview show. We bring over 5,000 press personnel from over 65 countries, which really makes sure that the OEMs get a big bang for their buck. For example, there's a particular European manufacturer, and I cannot name who they are, but when we were in Frankfurt, they unveiled 2 of their vehicles. Okay? That's their home country. Now, here in Detroit, they're going to unveil 4 vehicles, and part of it is the worldwide bang for their buck. Many more people are going to hear about this vehicle in a more grandiose fashion than probably any other show in the world. So when the manufacturers are sitting there thinking, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to make this happen? And in fact, just recently, Volvo said that they were going to start getting out of the auto show business, right? Well, the North American International Auto Show is one of the shows they're keeping. They're keeping our show, they're keeping Frankfurt, and they're keeping Beijing and Shanghai.
That was Scott LaRich, Executive Director of the 2015 North American International Auto Show, coming up next month, of course, in Detroit. He was speaking with current state Scott Pohl here on WKAR.